it's time to drink some gin.
Oh, best day of the week. What a good excuse to drink midweek. It's very healthy. It's very normal. We love Tuesday Booze Day.
And we're not just going to drink. We're going to taste it. We're going to introduce ourselves. We're going to find out about it. So we only need a little bit of a tasting. And then we can save the rest for Friday when we can drink it long and leisurely and enjoy the Friday talking about the topic. So that's what we're going to do. We are going to taste that gin.
Should Tuesday warm up?
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday warm up. We're just getting ready for the Friday. We're just having a little taste. And Emma's going to join us and tell us all about it.
Exactly. With the guest. So we can taste their gin, find out what we're drinking on Friday. And that gives you the opportunity to go and buy some if you want to join us in drinking it on Friday night.
Oh, very fancy.
Are you ready for some gin on you?
Absolutely. Sign me up.
Excellent. So you are signed up. You're signed up for a few more episodes in this series. So good job, good. Really. So we are drinking, well, interestingly, we are not really officially drinking gin this episode.
Oh my God. Somebody stop the bloody clocks.
Well, and that's the problem. Is clocks. So our guest is in Midwest America.
Wow.
And the time zones means that when we're recording with him, it's not exactly 10 o'clock then.
I'm sorry, that's cowardly behaviour. We've done cherry gin at like 10 in the morning. Yeah.
I know, but I think he actually has to go to work.
Yeah, okay, fair play. Yeah.
At least that wasn't then followed by work.
Yeah.
So we decided that what we haven't tried on Gin and Topic yet so far has been the tonics that go with gin.
Yeah.
So we're going to drink, well, we're going to taste the tonics with Emma and the guest. Yeah. And then we might add a little cheeky gin to it, the conversation.
I definitely will be adding a little cheeky gin to it.
Mm, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So all we need now is a guest.
And an Emma.
Well, first, yeah, we need an Emma. Hey, Emma.
Hi.
We're tasting again, but we're That's not exciting. Tasting gin.
God damn it, Sarah.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But it seemed only right with a guest who is in Midwest America and has to go to work after recording this and therefore okay, can't enough. Have a very large yeah. gin, that we might as well taste the pairing in the yep. tonics.
Okay.
And then Anya and I can add the gin because we don't have to go to work afterwards.
Fair enough.
So we're tasting tonics and we've got a few.
Three little cans of tonic sitting in front of me. Mm-hmm. How exciting.
Three little cans of tonics. So we have got a Schweppes because it felt that we should.
The OG.
Mm-hmm. We have a Fever Tree because that's kind of what yep. we end up drinking. Yep. And then we've got a Double Dutch, which I've mm-hmm. never drunk before.
Never
and
tried.
The only okay. reason we've got it is because it came free with some gin one day.
And have we managed to get all three to the guest as well?
There were enough cans for all
that's
of us.
That's exciting. Very yep. good.
Right, we have a guest in the waiting room. So, Emma, cool. what order should we drink these tonics in?
Well, we could go oldest to newest.
Ooh, Ooh. Which one's the oldest? I have no idea.
Or we could go, oh, actually, I've realised, we could go bubbliest to least bubbliest, and actually Ooh. That order is the same. So I feel like we've got our order, but it's whether we want nice. To go newest to oldest or oldest to newest.
Well, I am still looking at the three tonics, and I have no idea what those orders are. So I'm going to let you mull. I'm going to let Jeremy in.
Okay.
And then we can see if he has a preference mm-hmm. for...
Sounds good.
Oldest to newest to oldest, bubbliest to less bubbliest to bubbliest.
Well, let's forget the bubble bit because actually it's okay. the same.
It's the
so
same.
The newest is the actually same. The least bubbliest.
But I love the fact that there is a difference.
I know.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. You might guys not might not realise. I don't know.
So Jeremy, welcome to the Gin and Topic tasting room.
Thank you for having me.
And we are not drinking gin with you. We are drinking tonic.
Why?
And
Emma's so upset.
Well, okay. So we were talking about you being at work. Are you at work at the moment, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm at school. It's lunchtime right now.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, so you could just about have a cheeky gin. But
Yeah.
So it's only fair that we drink the tonic, but we're not at lunchtime. So Anya and I might be able to sneak a little bit of gin into our tonics afterwards. As a pairing, you know, you'd add some tonic to your gin. So we might add some gin to our tonics.
There you go.
Emma, we would normally pour a little gin in and taste it neat and do all of that business. But how are we going to do this with tonics? And we've got three. So what are we going
to
do?
I was going to say, the fact we've got three is cool, right? So you get to try different tonics, and normally you just reach, you know, find your gin, reach for whatever tonic you've got. Whereas this gives us an opportunity to kind of work out actually which tonic you like more than the others. So we've got three. Mm-hmm. We could do them oldest to newest or newest to oldest.
Oldest. Mm-hmm. I want to do the oldest all first. Right. I've decided.
So I guess open all three of them and we'll just have a swig, have a swig, have a swig. So we'll start with Schweppes, which is the oldest. Then we'll go to Fever Tree, which is the one in the middle. And then we've got Double Dutch, which is the newest.
Okay, so we're opening the Schweppes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good Cheers. Sound.
It is Cheers. A good sound. I like these little minis. Okay.
Oh, see, it's the taste of my childhood. Just straight tonic water in a can. My favourite drink when I was about 10 years old.
Well, I was going to say, at least you were like straight tonic out the can, not, ooh, taste of my childhood, gin and tonic.
Yeah, Sarah didn't start me that young.
No.
Straight away, I'm like, ooh, I can taste saccharin and I don't like it. I'm going to put it down.
See, for me, I don't drink any artificial sweeteners, really. Most of them give me headaches. Anything with phenylalanine or aspartame or anything. Whereas saccharin is okay. So for me, all the rest of them taste like chalk, but this one isn't so bad. But yeah, it's definitely in there, isn't it? It's quite prominent.
Mm.
But you have got lots and lots and lots of little bubbles in this one. Very, very bubbly.
It's very, very bubbly.
Yeah. Mm. Which I love in a tonic. I love a highly carbonated tonic.
Interesting. Is there a reason behind that?
I don't know, really. I mean, so Schweppes company was founded in 1783, which is a long, long time ago. Their tonic didn't come out till about the 1870s, 1880s or something like that. But he was one of the first people to capture carbonated water. So naturally carbonated spring water. He worked out a way using a very clever shape of bottle to get the carbonated water in there and then be able to transport it, and it would preserve its kind of carbonation.
She's not just a gin expert, everybody. Look at her go.
I'm learning so much history right now.
he's the guy that made fizzy things fizzy. So then he worked out how to then manufacture carbonated mineral water. So without him, we wouldn't have fizzy drinks. So he's a very, very important man to generally know about. All hail to him, especially after a few gin and tonics when you're hungover in the morning. Thank God for fizzy drinks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Diet Coke.
Well done him for starting that.
It's pretty. It tastes of tonic, right? You know, you get a classic
gin. I don't mind it.
A Beefeater, a Tanqueray, something like that. Put it with Schweppes. It smells like gin and tonic. Tastes like gin and tonic. I know.
I don't love it in a G&T. I know I don't. But as a drink on its own, I like it.
Yeah, I definitely. I agree with Sarah. I kind of taste the saccharin, so it's a little off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd rather that wasn't in there. And for me, there just doesn't seem any point. Why add artificial sweetener? Because it does have sugar in it. So I'm like, well, if you've got sugar, why do you need something else?
Yeah, I wonder if it's to bring it underneath the sugar tax. I'm not sure. I'm not 100%. It might have always had saccharin in it. I'm not 100%. They might not want to change that. But you do find a lot of sweetened products now. So Coca-Cola is the exception, but Fanta, all the Tangos, all of those kinds, basically everything.
Oh, I love a Tango.
Well, I can't drink any of them anymore because when they brought in the sugar tax, they cut the sugar, put in artificial sweeteners to retain the level of sweetness, but bring them under so that they don't have to add the extra monetary tax to the product.
But is that a problem in America?
No.
See, but I remember Schweppes always having saccharin in it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain you can get this regularly at the grocery store, and I think it's the same as it is over there.
Yeah.
Because, I guess the difference for us and you is our Coca-Cola has sugar in it, and yours has the high fructose corn syrup, doesn't it?
Yeah, Americans, we love our high fructose corn syrup.
I was just in New York, and I had to remember. I was like, well, Mexican Coke, please.
Yeah, get the difference. Yeah. So we normally have Fever Tree at home. Is that our next one?
It is our next one. It's slap bang in the middle. So this one was 2005, this one launched.
Oh, it's so different.
And the reason why, so the Fever Tree for us, so we used to have, we never had Schweppes. I always just did the local supermarket because a supermarket tonic doesn't have any sweeteners in it. It was just standard tonic and much, much better. And then Fever Tree came on the market and lured me with their more special than your standard supermarket.
Fancy.
So then I'm like, oh, okay, I want the fancy tonic. But yeah, I'm going to open it.
Waitrose tonic always used to be my go-to before Fever Tree came out. It was great.
Yeah.
Really solid tonic water. So hats off to Waitrose.
I was just a Sainsbury's tonic girl, to be honest. Sainsbury's tonic. I was very happy with that.
It does taste really different. And it's weird because, again, I know I love this in a G&T.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink it on its own. Mm. I want to drink the Schweppes on its own. I don't want to drink
this. Interesting. Okay.
It's much more bitter, isn't it, as a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be, it doesn't have that extra sweetness that the saccharin is giving to mask.
And it's not as bubbly.
And it's way less bubbly, right? So these are all canned products, we should say. We've got three little cans. We don't have anything in bottles. Mm. So in general, cans are much better at being pressurized, containing the liquid. So things out of a can are generally, versus a plastic bottle, busier, I always find. Glass bottle, it depends. But yeah, let's try Double Dutch, so the newest, and then we'll kind of go back.
So the Fever Tree as well, it seems much more florally when you start to drink it. There's a lot more to it rather than the Schweppes.
I think so. I don't know. It'd be very interesting.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't like
that. Oh, Anya. It's very different.
I'm sorry. Probably lovely in a gin and tonic, but again, I don't want to drink it neat.
So more floral again, I would say.
It's too floral.
It's very florally.
The least fizzy as well.
Yeah.
So they were founded in 2015. So we've got about 1870s, 2005 and 2015. But three very different. I looked at all the ingredients, just the base ingredients on the back of the can, no percentages or anything. They all have carbonated water. They all have sugar. They all have citric acid. And they all have flavourings, of which there is quinine, is what they say on the back of the can. So basically quinine.
So the Double Dutch makes me think of grapefruit.
Well, Double Dutch has ascorbic acid in it, which is different.
And I love it when Emma says things like that. And I'm like, yeah, of course, Emma.
Yeah.
Of course, for sure.
Yeah, totally know what you're on about.
So ascorbic acid is vitamin C, basically. So
that's one of your 5-day, good.
Oh, so we're not getting scurvy.
That might be why you're getting those kind of more grapefruity type flavours from it. But that is the only difference. And then obviously the Schweppes on top of the water, sugar, citric acid and quinine has the sweetener, so the sodium saccharin. Mm-hmm. That is the only difference between them. I think there is also a difference in the amount of citric acid that they're putting in there for sure. I think there's more maybe in the Fever Tree. I feel like the ascorbic acid and the citric acid is a more of a balancing act, which is why it doesn't feel quite as zingy in the Double Dutch. Double Dutch also feels a little bit more watery than the other two. It's not as punchy. There are a lot of delicate gins on the market, and we have talked about, you know, sometimes you put tonic in, it does swamp them and kill them. Double Dutch would allow those flavours from the gin to sing through a bit more. It's a bit more like when I've talked about the gin and sonic, so half sonic, half tonic. It's half soda, half tonic. That could be good for a delicate gin, I guess.
Do you know, and I've always just whacked your tonic in and not really paid much attention to, but yeah, being able to actually sort of make an informed choice about your tonics To go with those lighter gins, because they are quite often, you know, especially with tasting them with you, Emma, you taste them neat and then you add it and then you're like, oh, that's just, it's gone, it's changed, it's lost its really nice delicateness.
Yeah.
Technical term, delicateness.
I think there's different tonics for different days and different situations, isn't there, as well?
Jeremy, which is your favourite?
I think I actually like the Double Dutch the most. I kind of like that it's a little more subtle. So, not as punchy, but yeah, I like the subtlety.
Nice.
Double Dutch is an interesting one, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So, Anya, what about you?
If I'm having it in a gin and tonic, Fevertree. If I'm drinking it out of a can, Schweppes.
Yep. Nice.
I stand by that. Nice. Yeah.
Okay, so Schweppes, I've obviously, I know, seen, easy to get hold of. Fevertree are standard go-to. The only reason we got Double Dutch in here is because it came free with some gins and there were enough cans to go around. But who are they? Why are they? What are they? Why are they making tonic?
So they're two Dutch twin sisters. They're very, very lovely. They came over, I think, to do their their MBA. And then this kind of evolved out of that. You have to do your end of term year project or something, don't you? But the whole idea is it's Double Dutch. There's two of them. All of their tonics to begin with had two flavors. So cucumber and watermelon, pomegranate and basil. So the two kind of played off against each other. But then they realized there was a gap for just a classic Indian tonic water as well. So that was added to their range. So they can be really interesting. You know, whenever we're talking about gins, you're like, oh, what do you garnish it with? Actually, before you've even thought about your garnish, if you're going to use one of their tonics, you might want to pick certain tonics for certain gins, and then you might not even need a garnish. So, yeah, a different way of looking at things.
Pomegranate and basil sounds interesting.
Exactly. Like that really fun idea. Right? But yeah, I guess three very different ways of looking at tonic, right? Schweppes, they've been making it for years. It's standard. It's global. Everybody knows it. It's very bubbly. It's every, you know, that's the other thing. If you don't chill your tonic and you just put your gin and then your tonic over ice, there will still be fizz in the Schweppes when you're finished. Because obviously you've got all your nucleation points on your ice and your ice is going to start melting, introducing water. Whereas in your Double Dutch, I think you might struggle. So you definitely want to keep those in the fridge.
Have a flat gin and tonic at the end.
Yeah. Keep everything as cold as possible, as much ice as possible, and you'll have a happy gin and tonic regardless. But yeah, if you've forgotten to put it in the fridge, go for the Schweppes, not the Double Dutch.
Nice. And of course, now we're going to be burping through the whole of this episode because we've all just been chugging some tonic out of the cans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yep. I've already suppressed a couple, so.
We didn't
That'll
hear
be the
them.
Main note on the editing. It will just be, can you please remove all of our little burps? Thanks.
Which was your favourite, Sarah?
It was really interesting. So I agree with Anya that Schweppes is the easy drinking, but for me, straight away, I'm like, it's artificial and I don't like that taste. But I can see why that's a drinker. I couldn't chug a can of Fevertree or Double Dutch. And I'm going to be really intrigued. I think I'm going to add gin to the Double Dutch because I know what the Fevertree tastes like in a gin and tonic. And so I'm intrigued to actually make a full G&T with a Double Dutch. And I quite like that sort of grapefruity flavour. But I'd always go back to Fevertree, you see? It's a novelty and I'll try the novelty.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? Your Fevertrees, you're reliable that you can depend on. If you're wanting bubbly, bubbly, classic, Schweppes, Double Dutch, you have to be a bit more careful with what you choose to mix with it. But ultimately it's... It's more interesting, right? Good, try a bit harder for your gin.
Well, I'm going to mix it with a little bit of Premier Cru. Yeah, I've got to mix with mine.
I think that'll work quite well, though, because you've got the earthy flavours in the from the Bombay, and then you've got that touch of citrus from the Premier Cru. That'll work really well with the citrus.
I have. Standard in our household.
Roku.
The Roku gin.
Good old reliable Roku.
And it was expensed to the Gin and Tonic account. Thank you very much.
Hang on. I didn't realise we could expense gin to Gin and Tonic.
Steady. Steady. Steady.
What happens is you go, Sarah, I haven't got any gin in for tonight's recording and I don't have any money. And then because she's your stepmom, she goes, fine.
Oh, I see. There were caveats. There
in
were caveats.
Exactly that tone. Fine. Fine. Go to the shop then. So what are you going to put your Roku into which one?
I'm going to do it with the Fever Tree. I want a staple G&T. I've got a little slice of lemon. I've got nowhere near enough ice for either of you to be happy with me. It's going to be perfect.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Emma.
No worries.
We will let you go and burp your way through the rest of these three cans.
I know. There's a lot of tonic left to drink, isn't there? I'm definitely going to have to find some gin.
Oh, shame.
What a shame.
Things you guys do.
I know. It's a chore.
Perfect. Lovely to meet you, Jeremy.
Yeah, you too.
See you guys soon.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Awesome. Bye. Well, that was the gin thoroughly tasted.
I feel like I've tasted it perhaps a little too much, and Tuesday Booze Day might turn into Wine Wednesday tomorrow.
Well, you've got to save some of that gin for Friday when we can have the rest of the conversation with our guest.
I'm looking forward to it.
At least we've tasted and we know what it is that we're drinking and we know why we're drinking it. And then we could just relax with the topic.
Oh, I can't wait. Sarah, in the meantime, if people need a bit more gin and topic before their Friday, where can they find us?
Oh, they can find us on social media at Topic Gin.
Lovely.
Or they could head over to our website. We're ginandtopic.com. And if they don't want to wait till Friday, they can always go and listen to some past episodes whilst they're waiting.
Brilliant. Love it. We'll see you Friday.
See you then.